Genesis chapter 42. Now when Jacob saw that there was corn in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look one upon another?" And he said, "Behold, I have heard that there is corn in Egypt. Get you down there and buy for us from there, that we may live and not die." And Joseph's 10 brothers went down to buy corn in Egypt. But Benjamin, Joseph's brother, Jacob sent not with his brothers, for he said, "Lest perhaps mischief befalls him." And the sons of Israel came to buy corn among those that came, for the famine was in the land of Canaan. And Joseph was the governor over the land, and he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph saw his brothers, and he knew them, but made himself strange unto them, and spoke roughly unto them. And he said to them, "Wherefrom come you?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." And Joseph knew his brothers, but they knew not him. And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them, and said to them, "You are spies, to see the nakedness of the land you have come." And they said unto him, "No, my lord, but to buy food. Have your servants come. We are all one man's sons. We are true men. Your servants are no spies." And he said to them, "No, but to see the nakedness of the land you have come." And they said, "Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not." And Joseph said to them, "That is it that I spoke unto you, saying, you are spies. Hereby you shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh you shall not go forth away, unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether there is any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." And he put them all together into prison 3 days. And Joseph said unto them the third day, "This do and live, for I fear God. If you are true men, let one of your brothers be bound in the house of your prison. Go you, carry corn for the famine of your houses. But bring your youngest brother unto me, so shall your words be verified, and you shall not die." And they did so. And they said one to another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us, and we would not hear. Therefore has this distress come upon us." And Reuben answered them, saying, "Spoke I not unto you, saying, do not sin against the child, and you would not hear? Therefore, behold, also his blood is required." And they knew not that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them by an interpreter. And he turned himself about from them, and wept, and returned to them again, and spoke with them, and took from them Simeon, and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph commanded to fill their sacks with corn, and to restore every man's money into his sack, and to give them provision for the journey, and thus did he unto them. And they loaded their donkeys with the corn, and departed therefrom. And as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey feed in the inn, he saw his money, for behold, it was in his sack's mouth. And he said unto his brothers, "My money is restored, and behold, it is even in my sack." And their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying one to another, "What is this that God has done unto us?" And they came unto Jacob their father to the land of Canaan, and told him all that befell unto them, saying, "The man who is the lord of the land spoke roughly to us, and took us for spies of the country. And we said unto him, we are true men, we are no spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father, one is not, and the youngest is this day with our father in the land of Canaan. And the man, the lord of the country, said unto us, hereby shall I know that you are true men. Leave one of your brothers here with me, and take food for the famine of your households, and be gone. and bring your youngest brother unto me, and then shall I know that you are no spies, but that you are true men. So will I deliver you your brother, and you shall trade in the land. And it came to pass, as they emptied their sacks, that, behold, every man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when both they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob their father said unto them, Me have you bereaved of my children. Joseph is not, and Simeon is not, and you will not take Benjamin away. All these things are against me. And Reuben spoke unto his father, saying, Slay my two sons, if I bring him not to you. Deliver him into my hand, and I will bring him to you again. And he said, My son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If mischief befalls him by the way in which you go, then shall you bring down my grey hairs with sorrow to the grave. Genesis chapter 43. And the famine was severe in the land. And it came to pass, when they had eaten up the corn which they had bought out of Egypt, their father said to them, Go again, buy us a little food. And Judah spoke unto him, saying, The man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, You shall not see my face, unless your brother is with you. If you will send our brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down, for the man said to us, You shall not see my face, unless your brother is with you. And Israel said, Why dealt you so ill with me, as to tell the man whether you had yet a brother? And they said, The man asked us earnestly of our state, and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have you another brother? And we told him, according to the tenor of these words, could we certainly know that he would say, Bring your brother down. And Judah said unto Israel his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. I will be surety for him, of my hand shall you require him. If I bring him not to you, and set him before you, then let me bear the blame for ever. For except we had lingered, surely by now we would have returned this second time. And their father Israel said unto them, If it must be so now, do this. Take of the best fruits in the land in your vessels, and carry down the man a present, a little balm, and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds. And take double money in your hand, and the money that was brought again in the mouth of your sacks, carry it again in your hand. Perhaps it was an oversight. Take also your brother, and arise, go again to the man. And God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. If I am bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. And the men took that present, and they took double money in their hand, and Benjamin, and rose up, and went down to Egypt, and stood before Joseph. And when Joseph saw Benjamin with them, he said to the ruler of his house, Bring these men home and slay, and make ready, for these men shall dine with me at noon. And the man did as Joseph said, and the man brought the men into Joseph's house. And the men were afraid, because they were brought into Joseph's house. And they said, Because of the money that was returned in our sacks at the first time are we brought in, that he may seek occasion against us, and fall upon us, and take us for bondmen, and our donkeys. And they came near to the steward of Joseph's house, and they spoke with him at the door of the house, and said, O sir, we came indeed down the first time to buy food. And it came to pass, when we came to the inn, that we opened our sacks, and, behold, every man's money was in the mouth of his sack, our money in full weight, and we have bought it again in our hand. And other money have we brought down in our hands to buy food. We cannot tell who put our money in our sacks. And he said, Peace be to you, fear not. Your God and the God of your father has given you treasure in your sacks. I had your money. And he brought Simeon out to them. And the man brought the men into Joseph's house and gave them water, and they washed their feet, and he gave their donkeys feed. And they made ready the present until Joseph came at noon, for they heard that they should eat bread there. And when Joseph came home, they brought him the present which was in their hand into the house and bowed themselves to him to the earth. And he asked them of their welfare and said, "Is your father well, the old man of whom you spoke? Is he yet alive?" And they answered, "Your servant, our father, is in good health. He is yet alive." And they bowed down their heads and made obeisance. And he lifted up his eyes and saw his brother Benjamin, his mother's son, and said, "Is this your younger brother of whom you spoke to me?" And he said, "God be gracious to you, my son." And Joseph made haste, for his compassion did yearn upon his brother. And he sought where to weep, and he entered into his chamber and wept there. And he washed his face and went out and refrained himself and said, "Set on bread." And they set on for him by himself and for them by themselves and for the Egyptians which did eat with him by themselves, because the Egyptians might not eat bread with the Hebrews, for that is an abomination to the Egyptians. And they sat before him, the firstborn according to his birthright, and the youngest according to his youth, and the men marvelled one at another. And he took and sent portions to them from before him, but Benjamin's portion was 5 times as much as any of theirs. And they drank and were merry with him. Genesis chapter 44. And he commanded the steward of his house, saying, "Fill the men's sacks with food, as much as they can carry, and put every man's money in his sack's mouth. And put my cup, the silver cup, in the sack's mouth of the youngest, and his corn money." And he did according to the word that Joseph had spoken. As soon as the morning was light, the men were sent away, they and their donkeys. And when they had gone out of the city, and not yet far off, Joseph said to his steward, "Up, follow after the men, and when you do, overtake them, say to them, 'Why have you rewarded evil for good? Is not this it in which my Lord drinks, and whereby indeed he divines? You have done evil in so doing.'" And he overtook them, and he spoke to them these same words. And they said to him, "Why said my Lord these words? God forbid that your servants should do according to this thing. Behold, the money which we found in our sacks' mouths we brought again unto you out of the land of Canaan. How then should we steal out of your Lord's house silver or gold? With whomever of your servants it is found, both let him die, and we also will be my Lord's bondmen." And he said, "Now also let it be according to your words. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and you shall be blameless." Then they speedily took down every man his sack to the ground, and opened every man his sack. And he searched and began at the oldest, and left at the youngest, and the cup was found in Benjamin's sack. Then they tore his clothes, and loaded every man his donkey, and returned to the city. And Judah and his brothers came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. And Joseph said to them, "What deed is this that you have done? Know you not that such a man was as I can certainly divine?" And Judah said, "What shall we say to my lord? What shall we speak? Or how shall we clear ourselves? God has found out the iniquity of your servants. Behold, we are my lord's servants, both we and he also with whom the cup is found." And he said, "God forbid that I should do so, but the man in whose hand the cup is found, he shall be my servant, and as for you, get you up in peace unto your father." Then Judah came near to him and said, "O my lord, let your servant, I pray you, speak a word in my lord's ears, and let not your anger burn against your servant, for you are even as Pharaoh. My lord asked his servant, saying, 'Have you a father or a brother?' And we said to my lord, 'We have a father, an old man, and a child of his old age. A little one and his brother is dead, and he alone is left of his mother, and his father loves him. And you said to your servants, 'Bring him down to me, that I may set my eyes upon him.' And we said to my lord, the lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die. And you said to your servants, unless your youngest brother comes down with you, you shall see my face no more. And it came to pass, when we came up to your servant, my father, we told him the words of my lord. And our father said, go again and buy us a little food. And we said, we cannot go down if our youngest brother is with us. Then will we go down, for we may not see the man's face, unless our youngest brother is with us. And your servant, my father, said to us, you know that my wife bore me two sons, and the one went out from me, and I said, surely he is torn in pieces, and I saw him not since. And if you take this also from me, and mischief befalls him, you shall bring down my grey hairs with sorrow to the grave. Now therefore, when I come to your servant my father, and the lad is not with us, seeing that his life is bound up in the lad's life, it shall come to pass, when he sees that the lad is not with us, that he will die, and your servant shall bring down the grey hairs of your servant, our father, with sorrow to the grave. For your servant became surety for the lad to my father, saying, if I bring him not to you, then I shall bear the blame to my father for ever. Now therefore, I pray you, let your servant stay instead of the lad a bondman to my lord, and let the lad go up with his brothers. For how shall I go up to my father, and the lad is not with me? Lest perhaps I see the evil that shall come on my father. Genesis chapter 45. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Does my father yet live? And his brothers could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved, nor angry with yourselves, that you sold me here, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years has the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be ploughing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste you, and go up to my father, and say to him, thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down unto me, wait not. And you shall dwell in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near to me, you and your children, and your children's children, and your flocks, and your herds, and all that you have. And there will I nourish you, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest you and your household and all that you have come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaks to you. And you shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that you have seen, and you shall haste and bring down my father here. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. And the fame thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brothers have come. And it pleased Pharaoh well, and his servants. And Pharaoh said to Joseph, say to your brothers, this do you. Load your beasts and go, get you to the land of Canaan, and take your father and your households and come unto me, and I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and you shall eat the fat of the land. Now you are commanded, this do you, take you wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. Also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. To all of them he gave each man changes of clothing, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of clothing. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 donkeys loaded with the good things of Egypt, and 10 she-donkeys loaded with corn and bread and food for his father by the way. So he sent his brothers away, and they departed. And he said to them, "See that you fall not out by the way." And they went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan to Jacob their father, and told him, saying, "Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt." And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And they told him all the words of Joseph which he had said to them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob their father revived. And Israel said, "It is enough. Joseph my son is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die." Genesis chapter 46. And Israel took his journey with all that he had, and came to Beersheba, and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. And God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night, and said, "Jacob, Jacob." And he said, "Here am I." And he said, "I am God, the God of your father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of you a great nation. I will go down with you into Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again, and Joseph shall put his hand upon your eyes." And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father, and their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him, his sons and his sons' sons with him. His daughters and his sons' daughters and all his seed brought he with him into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt: Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, and Phallu, and Hezron, and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, and Jamin, and Ohad, and Jachin, and Zohar, and Shul, the son of a Canaanitish woman. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the sons of Judah, and Onan, and Shelah, and Pharez, and Zarah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan, and the sons of Pharez were Hezron and Hamul. And the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Puva, and Job, and Shimron. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Elon, and Jahleel. These are the sons of Leah, which she bore to Jacob in Padan-aram, with his daughter Dinah. All the souls of his sons and his daughters were 33. And the sons of Gad, Ziphion, and Haggi, Shuni, and Esbon, Eri, and Arodi, and Areli. And the sons of Asher, Jimna, and Ishua, and Izui, and Beria, and Sarah their sister. And the sons of Beria, Heber, and Malchiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, even 16 souls. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, which Aseneth, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On, bore to him. And the sons of Benjamin were Bela and Becher and Ashbel, Gera and Naaman, Ehi and Rosh, Muppim and Huppim and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel which were born to Jacob. All the souls were 14. And the sons of Dan, Hashim. And the sons of Naphtali, Jazeel, and Guni, and Jezer, and Shilem. These are the sons of Bilhah, which Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, and she bore these to Jacob. All the souls were seven. All the souls that came with Jacob into Egypt, which came out of his loins, besides Jacob's sons' wives, all the souls were 66. And the sons of Joseph, which were born him in Egypt, were 2 souls. All the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 60. And he sent Judah before him to Joseph to direct his face to Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. And Joseph made ready his chariot and went up to meet Israel his father to Goshen and presented himself to him. And he fell upon his neck and wept upon his neck a good while. And Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face, because you are yet alive." And Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's house, "I will go up and show Pharaoh and say to him, 'My brothers and my father's house, which were in the land of Canaan, have come unto me. And the men are shepherds, for their trade has been to feed cattle, and they have bought their flocks and their herds and all that they have. And it shall come to pass, when Pharaoh shall call you and shall say, "What is your occupation?" that you shall say, "Your servant's trade has been about cattle from our youth even until now, both we and also our fathers, that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians."